You're on Groove 107.7 FM. I'm speaking to Nalini Singh, who is a New York Times best-selling author, and she's just written a brand new book, which is part of the second series. It's called Archangel Storm. And this series, you call these books, what do you call them? They're not right. They're psych romance, aren't they?
They're called either paranormal romance or urban fantasy romance. Yeah.
Right, okay, so are we talking about Twilight-type stuff here?
Yeah, Twilight-ish, because but Twilight is obviously pitched to a much younger audience.
Yes.
So these are, they don't have teenage protagonists, you know, they have adult protagonists. But yeah, in terms of the wider genre, Twilight would be a paranormal romance. Yes.
Okay, so in terms of the sort of paranormal, what sort of characters would you describe yours as? They're not vampires or anything like that, are they?
Well, it depends. One of my series has Psy, who have, you know, enormous psychic abilities. I also have changelings who can shapeshift into, like, animals such as wolves or leopards. And in my other series, you know, I have archangels, and I also do have some vampires.
And I can't help thinking of sort of some of those series as like, you know, back sort of comic book style stuff, but it's moved on a lot from that now, that series, hasn't it? It's matured quite a lot, that sort of concept.
Yeah, it has, and there's a real diversity in the genre. So, you know, if you don't particularly enjoy vampires, for example, there is so much more that you can read. Or if you really love vampires, there's all different kinds of vampires stories out there.
So how did somebody who's born in Fiji, which must be as far away from vampires as you can get, like, raised in New Zealand, you've worked as a lawyer, a librarian, a candy factory general hand, you're going backwards, a bank temp, and an English teacher, oh, not necessarily in that order, it says here. How do you get to be an author?
I've always been, as a child, I was a huge reader. I just loved books. And then somewhere along the way, I just wanted to write my own stories and just started, you know, putting things down on paper and, you know, writing short stories and then trying to write novels. And then eventually when I was 18, you know, I finished a novel and submitted it and just, yeah, went from there. I think it grew out of my love of just the written word.
Did you have any particular books that, I guess, inspired you to go in the direction you have when you were growing up?
Not a particular book. I think, in general, every book I've read has contributed in some way in terms of just that love of storytelling and also learning how to tell a story just from seeing how others did it.
Yeah. So I can see, did you have a traditional Indian background? Were you brought up traditionally, or was it a mix of things?
I don't think, yeah, my family's not super traditional, I am mixed, you know, definitely I'm as much a Kiwi as I am Indian, and so that's been really great. You know, I have insight into my culture, and also obviously living in New Zealand, I've got insight into a lot of other cultures as well.
Well, the reason I was asking is because, of course, in many, many parts of the Indian cultures, romance is a very popular genre. There are some wonderful stories right up to the the building of the Taj Mahal and things like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of those are quite three-dimensional, if you see what I mean. So they're not just about man, woman. There's, you know, there's spirits involved and things like that. So did that have any influence on you at the time? You were thinking, is that where you came to be where you were, or were you just a Lord of the Rings reader?
I'm a very instinctive writer, so I'm not consciously aware of what might have influenced me, especially back then, you know, thinking about what might have started me writing. But, you know, I think all of those influences probably did play a role in some fashion. Just couldn't put my finger on a particular aspect.
So, with Archangel Storm, this is the beginning of a new series, isn't it?
No, Archangel Storm is actually the fifth book in the Guild Hunter series.
Oh, right. Sorry, yeah. I've got that wrong.
No, that's all right. The reason, but it's kind of a spin-off because it's about a character who was a secondary character in the first few books, and now we are seeing his point of view. So Jason, you know, the spymaster, you know, he's been in this much about him until this book.
Ah, so is he based on, like, Gabriel or one of the more traditional angels, or is this something completely of your manufacture?
It's completely out of my imagination. He is a character, you know, within himself, very unique. He is a you know, angel with wings of black, and he has a facial tattoo that's sort of inspired, you know, by the Pacific. And he's just really interesting, and he has got a very dark and mysterious past that shaped him into becoming who he is. And it's in Archangel Storm that you actually find out what happened to make him who he is. And so this book, you know, it's a mystery as well, but it's also learning to know who Jason is as a character.
Right, so this is sort of a backstory, so to speak.
Yeah, kind of. You do get you do finally find out about his backstory. Yeah.
Could you read these in isolation, or is it best to read them 1, 2, 3, 4?
I think you can read 4 and 5 definitely on their own, because they are secondary characters who have then had their stories told. But I think if you read from the start, Angel's Blood is the first book, you'll probably get a better appreciation for the characters, because they do appear in each book, and you learn a little bit about them. And so when you get to their book, you already kind of know a little bit about them. But definitely, if you are a reader who wants to pick up this book, just this particular one, because it's interesting, you'll be fine. I think you wouldn't have a problem getting into the world or understanding what was going on.
Ah, I interviewed P.D. James, the author, a while ago, and she was she writes in a mystery novel sort of genre. But one of the things she told me that was very interesting, and I've often asked other authors the same thing: do you keep the characters going? Like, how do you keep them in your head?
You mean in terms of continuity of
yes,
the series?
Yeah.
For me, you know, they're very unique individuals, each character, and I always say it's almost like watching a movie inside my head in terms of the story I see, and so it's not difficult for me to separate the characters out and to go and tell, for example, this is Jason's book, so we're focusing on him, and then in the next book we're changing to Elena and Raphael as the main characters, but Jason is still a character who's developing. They're never static. And so for me, it's like, it really is like a movie. And so we'll see the next scene, you know, in the movie. Yeah.
Lovely. Thanks for that. We're about to get cut off.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Nalini.